story of a strong young Maine clam digger on the waters of the Kolpanovskot Bay. When Bo Curtis revved his 40 horsepower engine, he was heading for North Haven on that day. About 4 miles out, the boat was taking water, and 10-foot waves were blown up by the storm. It was blowing hard and the currents pulled him southward. He found himself at Bailey's buoy that morn. As he climbed upon the buoy to try to tie his boat, giant waves came by and washed the boat away. With the snow and spray swirling round, he had no way to know that for 27 hours he would stay. With his lighter, he lit little strips of rubber that he cut off from his boots to keep him warm. In his vigil, he heard far-off boats and airplanes. By the grace of God, that brave young man held on. Then the miracle did happen. The Point Hannon came in sight. Was a Coast Guard ship from down in Jonesport, Maine. Picked him off that buoy and flew him up to Bangor. Good old Bo, you see your loved ones once again. When Bo was reunited with his sweetheart, and both their hearts were filled with joy, in his hand he held his lucky cigarette lighter. Was a miracle out there at Bailey's buoy. As he looked down at his lighter, these very words he said. He called it the flame that wouldn't die. So if you're planning a boat trip across the harbor, take a long look at Rockland's winter sky. Take a long look at Rockland's winter sky.